that's really why I'm here in Wrangell and why I'm going to be going throughout the District 36 to talk to folks about that very question, because it's not what my preference is going to be. It's my job to find out, try to get a consensus, to see if there's a consensus out there amongst District 36 voters about what they would like to see us look at in terms of revenue options, and whether it's, you know, a change in the way we do the permanent fund with maybe perhaps going to the POMV model, or whether it's an income tax based on perhaps you know, a percentage of what people currently pay the federal government, or whether it's you know, a state sales tax. These are all different options, and again, you know, none of them are ideal, and none of them, you know, I would go into with any kind of glee or any kind of excitement. It's just going to be a tough decision, but that's where I'm looking for the help from the people that I represent, and to find out if there is a consensus out there as to, you know, where they'd like us to see to try to get some new revenue.
This year, funding was tight, but Wrangell didn't get any of its capital projects funded.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is, and do you think that Wrangell has a chance of getting any of its funding next year?
The capital budget was the most meager budget, capital budget that the state has seen in years. You know, we reduced the capital budget by $400 million from the previous year, and the previous year's budget wasn't that robust. And so while it might seem like, you know, well, it's reality that Wrangell didn't receive any of its capital requests to any significant level. There was a lot of folks in the state that were in that situation, a lot of different areas in the state that were in that situation. You know, I'm certainly going to go into this next session, and I know Senator Stedman will as well, with that realization that, you know, that Wrangell didn't do so well this past session, and we're going to be, you know, looking to advocate for Wrangell and for this particular community.
So you already mentioned that the budget was sort of the overarching issue, but was there anything else going on in the legislature this year that you took a special interest in, or that you think other people should be looking out for?
Particularly in terms of Wrangell, I did feel good about being able to keep in place the Wrangell trooper that was on the chopping block. The position of the state trooper was, which was brown shirt trooper, fish and game trooper. You know, that was looking like it was going to be cut as well. And, you know, I got some good cooperation with Governor Walker. And you know, we together realized that, you know, that trooper position is a pretty important position here in Wrangell. And so we were able to get that restored.
So the Red Chris mine just opened upriver from Wrangell. Is there anything with transboundary mining that you're hoping
to
bring up next session?
You know, glad you brought that up. That certainly is... has been a focus of mine and will be continue to be a focus of mine. In fact, I'm going to be attending a meeting that is being chaired by Lieutenant Governor Malott in Juneau here in early August. The purpose of that meeting is to make sure that Alaskans, and particularly Southeast Alaskans' voices are heard and our issues are addressed, and that precautions are put in place to make sure that, you know, that very, very important salmon industry in our area is not negatively impacted, or at least, I don't know if you can make sure 100% about that, but to do what we can to mitigate the potential problems that could occur.
And just to follow up on that, is there anything that you think the legislature might take up regarding that?
Well, you know, I have a resolution that I introduced in the legislature in this past session on transboundary issues, and you know, emphasizing the importance of the salmon industry to our region and to the whole state as a whole. And I'm hoping I can get that passed in this next session. You know, it's there's some opposition there, but we'll see. You know, I'm hopeful that I can, you know, work closely with my fellow legislators and, you know, educate them about the importance of this issue, and hopefully we can get that resolution passed. And then, you know, specifically, I think it's going to be more as to concrete actions. It's going to have to come more from the federal level and Senator Murkowski's office, as well as Governor Walker's office. You know, hopefully he can develop a good, strong relationship with the premier of BC, and, you know, we can get some of those issues looked at. But I don't think it's in the purview of a specific bill or anything that the Alaska State Legislature can do, because we're talking about international waters and we're talking about, you know, Canadian sovereignty, and that's more in the realm of the U.S. State Department and the federal delegation.